Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. If you'd been in Chicago during January 1953, you might have noticed there was a lot of recording activity going on. Over the course of a month, 15 sessions were held on 14 different artists. First up was Little Walter. Chess Records held further sessions on Friday the 9th with Muddy Waters, Gus Jenkins, and David Honeyboy Edwards.
Well, drop down, mama, let your daddy see. You got some darling really now worrying me. Crying, mama, don't lie me though. Lay out all night long.
For reasons that are not quite clear, almost nothing from these sessions was issued at the time, the only exception being Muddy Waters.
Well, I was gone, gone to the army. No, I stayed on for a long time. Well, when I made it back home, my baby still said she was mine.
3 days later, on Monday the 12th, J.O.B. Records brought in Sonnyland Slim, Johnny Shines, and J.B. Lenore. In a similar vein, the only one to see an issued 78 was J.B. Lenore, who cut his classic tale involving a mojo hand at the session.
You know my auntie carried me all down on Grandpa's Creek. I seen everybody I wanted to meet. She said, J.B., son, stop and listen to me. They got something to knock you off on your feet. They got the mojo.
As can be seen from this and some of his other compositions, J.B. Lenore was one of the great songwriters to come out of Chicago. And fortunately for blues fans, the bulk of his career at this point was still well ahead of him. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited. Here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.
I went to a nightclub, I was squeezing the tight. I breathed out the car, the dim people started fighting. I had the mojo.